Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillia. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. You all right over there?
No, I'm just laughing. I'm just laughing at Matt validating what he said by letting me know he was invited to the barbecue.
Well, because he's taking his barbecue experience and putting it on the show.
I've been invited to the barbecue. That's another term that I guess is like a lot of people. You're like Joe, Kyle, you're invited to the barbecue.
We're in?
Yeah, you're invited.
Well, at some point, yeah, I think it was when the Eagles were losing early in the season. Someone called the show and said, I'm going to lose my invite to the barbecue if I don't
leave
Sirianni alone. So
Joe, when we hung out in Atlanta, and it was just like, you know how sometimes when you hang out with your white friends, let's just say what it is.
I don't really know that feeling.
You gotta monitor and make sure they're all right. Joe was cool. Joe made friends. Joe was talking to people that I didn't even know.
He had
a good time, was getting his brews, and people were talking about, hey man, who is this guy? This guy right here is all right.
Who brought the white guy?
He was all right. And Joe had a ball. So yeah, Joe, you're good.
So yeah, I'll go to the next barbecue and we'll have a
blast.
And I'll be on the lookout to see.
To play some Domino. I don't even know how to play Domino.
Show his whole ass.
Pretty sure. Yeah.
I will not be doing that. Maybe Neil in the Northeast. Well, what's up, Neil?
Yeah, spectacular win, sir. Obviously, with 7 in a row, I like to do fly, Eagles, fly. Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory. Fight, Eagles, fight. Score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit them high, hit them high.
Right,
and watch our Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory. EAGLES. Spectacular win in Barkley to
Yeah, he can come to the barbecue. You're invited to the barbecue.
Neil, you coming to the barbecue with us?
Well, yeah, definitely.
Oh, that'd be a great time. We'll sing the fight song.
Yeah, I want
to. Uh-oh, he got his friends singing, too.
You got background singers?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you're making the radio, too, friend Robert.
Way to go, okay. Robert. Hey, ready to go, Robert.
Yeah, say, ready to go, Robert.
Robert.
You sure that ain't Joe Conklin, man? You sound like Joe Conklin.
It's not Joe Conklin.
Yeah.
No, it's Neil.
Yeah, I did.
Neil, what do you think? Saquon the MVP?
Did he just hang up?
I think that's enough, yeah.
Yeah, I need
to know more about the Ron Robert.
There was a lot that I think is best left unknown.
I disagree.
That whole thing.
Jimmy and Rich Burrows. What's up, Jimmy? Jimmy!
Hey, guys, man. He's standing down.
I was about to say, Jimmy, the moment might have been too big.
Jimmy's loading up that truck.
How do you follow that with Neil?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
We got you, Jimmy. Of course.
Oh, yeah, it's an eastbound and down, brothers.
Yeah, that's, hey. I think that's all.
What is wrong with him?
Jimmy, what'd you say, Jimmy?
What you got, Jimmy?
Hold on.
Is that better?
No, we got you, Jimmy. We got you. What's up? What's going on? Yes, we got you. What's going on, man?
All right. So, Hugh, I was telling Kyle, first of all, your bus idea, man, I love it. I got to be a part of it.
First of all, wasn't my idea. You're more than welcome to join us.
Hugh's sitting front seat. He's leading us in song the whole time. It's going to be great.
In 1980, a bunch of guys got together, painted a school bus, and took it to New Orleans. Now, we didn't win that game, obviously. But they took that bus. They took that bus, and they put it on the roof of a body shop on Aramingo Avenue for probably like 25 or 30 years. I don't know if it's still there or not.
Jimmy, I didn't know this. So there's
forever,
literally...
It just bothered me because...
Yeah, he's cooking. Jimmy, go ahead. It bothered you, why?
Oh my gosh, it's awful.
It's just, every time I passed it, it bothered me because we never won a Super Bowl. Now we got one, and we're on the road to get another one, brother.
So, Jimmy, I like this.
You,
I didn't know about this.
Saquon Barkley.
It's great, isn't he?
It's the truth. Other calls will validate it. But this Saquon Barkley cat, let me just tell you, he is elevating everything. His play is elevating the coaching staff, the players on the field, the fans, your radio show. I mean, everything he is bringing is awesome.
He has changed the team, Jimmy. He's a great player, and it's an amazing signing so far. Jimmy, good phone call. So Jimmy wants on the bus. Hugh, I didn't know about this. This brings this whole thing full circle. The last time the Eagles played in a Super Bowl in New Orleans, 1980, they took a bus down in New Orleans.
I didn't know that.
So we have to carry that torch. That's a big job.
I didn't know there was a torch that needed to be carried, but you have to hold it
during the bus trip.
Yeah, I'm going to carry the torch, I guess. What?
What was now? Because I'm stuck on the fight song from Neil. Because we have something to compare it to here.
Well, he flipped high low.
Yeah.
Not the Jayma.
No, there's a different one. How does that compare it to?
Eagles fly on the sail. One, two, three.
Who is that?
It's the camera.
Oh, my gosh. How long has he been working here? How long has he been in this city?
The city his whole life.
One, two, three.
There's two verses, guys.
Who rescued him there? Was that James?
That was Seltzer.
That was a life craft.
Eagles fly on the sail. One, two, three.
Like any good producer, he saved him. I mean, he saved him.
That was barely.
He tried. We hustled on the audio.
He threw him a life raft.
He did try.
Save yourselves.
Oh, no.
That was horrible. Good time.
One, two, three.
Today has been very entertaining in so many different ways.
Well, this segment's been off the walls. All right, it really just has.
There's a lot going on.
Kevin, who is Corey Clement's uncle. Corey, of course, was in studio. Was that last week with DeCameron and Richie in the morning show? So Kevin in Delaware, he thinks she was right on this whole ass out thing. What's up, Kevin?
All right, big homie Hugh, I'm here to help you out.
I'm trying to tell him.
So Joe, he's using it right, but let me give you another scenario as to how I would use it on Hugh.
Okay.
So say me and Hugh was hanging out last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hugh got a little tipsy, but when he got tipsy, he got real funny. He started hanging with the ladies, and he pulled the honey home. The next morning, I would see Hugh and say, bruh, you showed your ass. Right?
Yeah, you was acting. Yeah.
He would know. He knows what that means.
And then I would say, what do you mean? He was like, well, dog, you know, you were dancing on the chair, and like stuff like that. Yeah.
Exactly.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Exactly. So it's the way you got to deliver it, and it's just the way, it's just the certain scenarios you would use it in. But with Saquon Hugh, you're right. He showed his ass last night. He came out and showed the NFL that he wants that MVP, but more importantly,
that exactly. He wants the Super Bowl. Thank you, Kevin. That's what, like, but I understand, like, I understand why Joe and Kyle are a little apprehensive, because I've said a lot and a lot of stuff that they catch.
You shocked me, though, just now, because when you said Joe was rolling in Atlanta, I thought you was going to come back to Joe and say, you showed your ass last night, Joe.
No, he didn't, because he was reserved. But Joe, let me tell you about my partner, is that Joe is the type of individual that he's comfortable in any scenario. Because, like, you know what, Kevin, when we went, right, I was like, hey, Joe, this is Rocky Mountain Pizza, and it's a little different crowd. And he's like, okay. And as soon as Joe hit the door, Joe was out. Joe got him a beer. Joe was hanging. Joe was in his element. He wasn't worried about nothing.
Well, then Joe has an open invite to the barbecue.
That's what I'm saying. Joe's at the barbecue.
Okay.
We ain't going to get no chitlins. He can't eat no – I don't think he'll eat no chitlins.
Oh, no, I'm passing on the chitlins. Come on, guys.
He ain't no chitlins.
that's an easy pass.
He eats some collard greens, though. He gets some, he like collard greens.
You guys have a great Thanksgiving. But, Hugh, I just had to jump on to support you, my man.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Kevin.
You.
Appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving. All right, so, Hugh, you're getting a little support here. I mean,
no, I'm saying this is definitely a cultural thing. It's definitely a cultural thing.
That's for sure.
Yeah, and it's because when I said it, I kind of looked – when I said it and you looked at me, I was like, wait a minute. And I was trying to explain it. I didn't do a good job of explaining it.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
And luckily, you gave Kyle the episode title of this hour's podcast.
Yeah,
Saquon showed his whole ass.
Showed
last
his whole ass.
Let's talk to Alex in Northeast Philly. What's up, Alex?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's going
hey,
on?
Hey, Alex.
Hey, man, what a game yesterday. I want to touch up with the showing your ass thing. I mean, growing up in North Philadelphia, North Philly, I mean, whatever the way he's saying it, it makes perfect sense. I know you guys are probably have different mindsets, but when showing your ass to me, when it was always said to me, it's like going to that level that everyone know you can get to. You don't do it often, but when you get to that level, they'd announce it to you like, yeah, today you showed your ass today, whether it's in sports, whether it's with a woman, whether it's just in a situation of like you being in something better that you showed your ass. You know what I mean? You made it happen. You showed
kind of like being in the zone.
In the zone.
Yeah.
Exactly. I know it's not going to happen, but now I need in a big game. Like, I don't know if it's going to be Joe Buck or Mel Reese. But like, and Saquon showing his ass out there.
It's like the group know what you're capable of. You do these things around them, but you don't do it often. But when you do it, they'll acknowledge it. Like, hey, you showed your ass today, man.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that game was a good game, and I enjoyed it. I have a lot of things that I've seen that I like, but also things that I like. Not that I dislike, just things I would want to be better. Like with Jalen. Jalen, like a big thing with Jalen was him holding the ball and not being able to get rid of it as much and overthrowing guys as well still. You know, I would hope throughout this period of time before the playoffs that we can do a lot more better with him, because, you know, we have three big games coming with the Ravens, Pittsburgh, and I believe we see Washington again.
Yep.
Yeah, and, we forgot we got, you know, Pittsburgh still. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and Pittsburgh's defense is no joke. You know what I mean? It's no joke. They're gonna attack him. They're gonna attack him. They're gonna try to push that pressure on him. So, you know, just thinking about it. Whereas though, you know, having Saquon is a gift from God, because we cannot have nothing happen to this man. We cannot, before the playoffs, we cannot have anything happen to him. We need him. We need this play in the playoffs. So I would rather Jalen, you know, step it up because we need him to perform these ways. Because if we lose, God forbid, I wouldn't even want to talk about saying something like that, losing that man. But, you know, the ball would really rely on Jalen moving the ball.
Of course. Well, Alex, what's going to – yeah, you're right about that. And what's going to be fascinating – and, Alex, we appreciate the phone call. What's going to be fascinating is, Hugh, we've discussed a lot this year, should they back off Saquon? Should they be, you know, less carries, right, keep him healthy for the playoffs? And most people have said no, right? You said no. Keep winning.
Mm-hmm.
But, Hugh, there's a real chance the last 2 weeks of the season, we might know their fate, right? We might know they're the number two seed. They won the division. They're not going to be the one. I'm just throwing out scenarios. And then it's a question of, well, how much do you play in those final couple games? Because you have every, you're kind of locked in to whatever your seeding's going to be. But he has a chance to break the all-time rushing record. Hugh, I don't think that's going to be easy for them. I mean, like, we could sit here today and say, well, they're going to prioritize the bigger picture. But how do you tell a player that's having an all-time season, yeah, we're not going to go for that record? You're going to sit down.
Nah. I think with the way that the season's going to play out and the fact that the Detroit Lions are going to be we're going to be pacing them. We're going to need all of these games down the stretch. So I think that it's just going to happen naturally. I don't think it's going to be one of those ones where I don't feel like we're going to be in a position to take games off or rest people. This might come down to the wire, especially if we're talking about the number one seed.
Well, that would make it a little easier. Then it's less of a choice, right? You play it out because you have to play it out. The hard part would be as if things are wrapped up early. And with the Commanders losing it, so let's get to the NFL yesterday and what we saw around the league, including the
number. No, he was about to play.
Amazing.
Put some
well,
rest.
I mean, some teams died yesterday, but around the NFL for week number 12, our wild one down in Washington, D.C. And you know what? I'll say it. I'll say it out loud. I was rooting for the Cowboys yesterday.
That's three in a row for them, man.
For three losses in a row for the Commanders.
Yeah.
Yes. They are now 7-5. I don't know how they lost that game yesterday. The Cowboys are bad. I mean, we've seen that now for the whole year. The Commanders couldn't get going early. It was a very low-scoring game, which actually kind of turned into a high-scoring game by the end, but it really wasn't. The first three quarters, no one scored. The score heading into the fourth quarter was 10-9. They scored 41 points combined in the fourth quarter, including one of the craziest sequences of the year, Hugh. Jaden Daniels did it again. He basically hit another Hail Mary. This one was more like a throw and catch for like 80 yards for a touchdown, but they missed the extra point. So Commanders
lose. I saw the pictures, the looks on their faces when they missed that field goal. Oh, yeah, they were done.
Well, they might be done in the division. The Eagles now hold a commanding lead, three games up in the loss column and the tiebreaker. What's that?
Commanding lead?
Pun intended? No pun intended? Whatever.
Apparently
it's a big
not.
Lead. Well, someone said it last night to us. It was, I think it might have been Merrill. So someone said it in the pregame, so it got stuck in my head. But it's a big lead in the NFC East. So that was one of the big ones yesterday. The other one was, of course, as we watched Saquon run his way maybe to an MVP. The Giants lose. They started Tommy DeVito yesterday. They were down 30-0 at some point to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Baker Mayfield, who, by the way, mocked the DeVito, like, hand thing. And then after the game, Malik Nabers, as they're running out of people to blame up in New York, with the quarterback released.
Right there, first, second quarter. Don't get the ball. Start getting targets at the end. I mean, can't do nothing. Start getting the ball when it's 30-0. What do you want me to do?
Why in the first half are they not looking at you?
I don't know. Talk to Dave about that. Talk to Dave.
Did you say something to the coaches at that time?
I mean, they know. They come up to me, ask me what plays I want. That was that. I mean, I don't know. I don't know, man.
You know what the best part about all that is? Is the fact that he chewing gum like he's a cut. He chewed on a piece of cut. And he's like, I don't know. Ask them. He doesn't want to be – like, if there was ever anybody who wished they weren't in New York, it's him.
He just got there.
He just got there, and he's like, damn it, why did I get drafted by this team? Like, they're a train wreck. Everybody that played in New York – who was the corner that we were talking about that's playing well now? I think it's with the Packers.
Oh,